Come on, let's jam our hands one more time for the choir, for the ministers of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for that wonderful rendition. That's beautiful. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be in church this morning? I am so glad to be in church. Hallelujah. It's not just a normal cliche. It's not just a normal talk. I am very, very happy to be in church this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look into God's word this morning as we delve into God's word. I wrote something when I was preparing for this. I wrote something. You know, we've all been celebrating women. Whether you say it's Mothering or Mother's Day or whatever, it gives us opportunity to celebrate women for a long time. After all, women are more celebrated. Amen. Inside them are men and women. So, hallelujah. Amen. And when I call them womb man, that's the reason. That's what it means. Womb man. Hallelujah. So I wrote something. All the women stand up. All the women in the house, stand up, please. All the mothers in the house. Mothers, women, sisters, daughters, just stand up. Amen. Men, do we love them? Men, do we love them? I can't hear you. They say you people are not sounding. They're not sound. They are not sure. Okay. Men, do we love them? Men, wait. They are still not sure. Until the women say they are satisfied. Men, do we love them? We are getting there. Hallelujah! Okay, men, let's say, they say, I'm a man, men are the talk this guy. Say, men, say, we love you. Okay, all right, yeah, okay, all right. Amen. So we're going to do something. All the men, please, let's just stretch our hands towards. No, women, keep standing. What do women keep standing? Men, let's just stretch our hands towards them and just bless them. As the Spirit of God puts it in your heart, just release words of prayer, prophecy, words over them. Just pray. Bless them that with long life, the Lord will satisfy them. The Lord will grant them strength on every side. That they will be champions indeed. There will be women that will announce the glory of the Lord. There will be women filled with bountiful testimonies. Their lives will be beautiful and sweet. They will live to fulfill their days. Oh, just speak over them. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And Lord, as we declare concerning our mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters this day, we thank you for their strength. We thank you for wisdom and compassion. Lord, we ask that you bless them abundantly, that you grant them the courage to face each day with grace, with the wisdom to make sound decisions, and the peace that surpasses all understanding. May your love fill their hearts, and may your joy be their strength. May they make all their homes proud. May they raise godly children, kingdom armies, in the name of Jesus. May they be a great blessing to their husbands, and to their families, in the name of Jesus. May your strength uphold them. May they never fail. May their names be heard everywhere for good, for the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come on, jam your hands and celebrate the women in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk about woman. Hallelujah. In my own word, I call them womb man. Womb man. You know womb? You know womb, right? W-O-M-B. Womb man. Why do I call them womb man? God first made man. Let's look at Genesis. Please give me Genesis chapter 2.
You know, the Bible says that God made everything and he saw that war, all that he made was what? Good. Right? That's what the Bible says. God said all that he made was good. 2:18, Genesis 2:18, please. He said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that what? That man should be alone. I will make for him a helper comparable to him. I thought everything he made was good. I am not saying what he made is not good. Pastor, then you want to go out and you're set for church or work. You've dressed up. Sometimes, even when what you wear is good, you just go in and pick something else and say, no, I think this is what I'm going to wear. Is he saying that what you first wore is not good? No. But God saw that man needed help. So man on his own is not good enough. Hello? One of my classmates in primary school said, good, good, the goodest. So God saw that man was not good enough. There's better and there's best. Hallelujah. There's better and there's best. So with man alone, man was good. That's why everything God made, God saw that it was good. But with a woman in the picture, it becomes best. Hallelujah. As a man, if you're going to live to fulfill God's best in your life, you need a woman in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Why are the men forming like they are not happy that women are in their life? If a woman is in your life and you are happy a woman is in your life, say amen. I didn't hear that. Women, we need to do something to these men. Eh? Okay. Okay, they've not eaten. Okay, I understand. Maybe the women will buy them lunch. Oh, women say they are buying you lunch. Okay. So you better shout now so that lunch will not be Gary and Granot. Men, if a woman is in your life and you are blessed, say amen. Yes. Yes, one man said something one day. He said, there was a case of, what do you call it now? Domestic violence, abuse. And funny enough, instead of the report being that the man beat the wife, it's the woman that beat the man, so the case was in the police station. And they say, one of the officers said, this one is a knife, it's not a wife. But I thank God that we have women who are blessed, who are in our lives for good. Give me that same scripture in the TPT. In TPT. Hallelujah. In TPT, please. The Passion Translation. Do I have it now? Okay. Okay, don't worry. Okay, give me Proverbs chapter 31. We'll come back to this, but let's go to Proverbs 31. Let's see some of the reason why God had to plant woman in the life of a man. Proverbs 31 verse 10. All right, so it says, Proverbs 31, 10. Okay, it says, who could ever find a wife like this one? Women, tell yourself, I'm special. I'm wonderfully and beautifully made. I am special. You know, there's no two like you. It's just you. It's just you. You are special. Amen. Who could ever find a wife like this one? She is a woman of strength and mighty valor. She is full of wealth. You see why a man cannot be poor? Not be saying you know sabi work hard. You can work hard, yes. But it's not the working hard. There is the help of God that brings in this one. See, she's full of what? Wealth. It's not a matter of, I be man, I work hard, I strong. No. She's full of wealth and wisdom. You know, talking about wisdom there, on the part of a woman, do you know that a man can be in a place like this, eh? With his friends, classmates, colleagues, or friends. There will be friends that are beefing the man. The man may not know, but the wife will sense it. Do you know? Women are very, very sensitive in that regard. They can tell you when your friends are going to say, this one, watch out for him. They have that, you could call it intuition or whatever, but they have it. The price paid for her was greater than many jewels. Next verse. Her husband has entrusted his heart to her, for she brings him the rich spoils of victory. If you have a woman in your life, you are richly blessed. Yes, next. All throughout her life, she brings him what is good and not evil. Hallelujah. So when God made woman, God made women perfect. So if your own woman is bringing evil, check yourself. Maybe now you the trigger that. Now you the help and borrow them from where they bring them from. Hallelujah. Yes, you can make women so happy that they will give you all their lives. I mean, women, don't be so. You can, once you know the right buttons to press, you get the best of her. Next. She searches out continually to possess that which is pure and righteous. She delights in the work of her hands. Next verse. She gives out revelation truth to feed others. She is like a trading ship bringing divine supplies from the merchant. Hallelujah. You know, women are so blessed. Men are very blessed too. But you see, when a man wants to do his thing, man thing are one way traffic, one way. Yes, I'm cooking. I'm making call. I can't do the two together. But you see, women, leave them for them. She carried one child for back, one day for hand. She is cooking. She's taking call. She's doing like six things together. Try her for man now. You will see that it's not easy. Amen. So when you have her in your life and you can do the right things, you will just get, you just be tapping into God's resources, God's blessings meant for you. Hallelujah. Jump, just go to 29. Let's read from 29 to 31. Same chapter, just jump to. So there are many valiant and noble ones, but you have ascended above them all. Charm can be misleading, and beauty is vain, and so quickly fades. But this virtuous woman lives in the wonder, awe, and fear of the Lord. She will be praised throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Last verse. So go ahead and give her the credit that is due. Give her her flowers. Many men are scared to tell their wives sweet things. Then go enter her head. Let it enter her head. If the transformer won't blow, make it blow. But tell them. I'll tell you something that happened to me once when I went for an interview. It was a bank interview. And I'd passed first stage, which was that's the stage I was testified before here that I said, they said I should sing. And I was singing. And I was like, now bank interview with this. And I was singing. And the lady said, you have passed your interview, go to the next stage, three stages. And then I passed and went to the next stage. And the next stage, I think I passed the next stage too and came to this other stage where, the last stage where this guy, if you see his face, if you've watched India Amin before, you will understand. If you see this man's face, you don't see those people, you get marked like this. Where like people fight tiger, where you get marked like this. This guy, with apart from the mark, his face first squeeze, like what did they use screwdriver, take, tighten. He's not smiling. He's just focused on his laptop, on his system. And I'm like, I've entered the office. You know, I have entered. It was my turn. I've entered. And I'm just standing there. I've greeted him. He didn't answer me. He was just looking at his screen and was not saying anything. Raise his eye, look me. They look in this thing back and it was not saying anything. I greet again. He looked me like, say, he's trying to tell me with his eyes that I've heard you. And I was like, so he started pressing his board hard, was tapping his board hard. Women and their wahala safe and all that. So he was pressing. And I think it was the Holy Spirit that helped me. Yes, it was the Holy Spirit that helped me. And then when he was doing that, he kept complaining. Apparently, I assumed that the wife may have done something at home before he came to work. I said, no, be this one, can't spoil my interview. So, you know, some people know how to carry, what do you call it now? Transfer of aggression. Eh? Some people carry, the one don't happen for house, can't give you those bars for office. So, me, when they jubilate, I don't pass first and second stage. You don't reach the last lap of my interview. Where I cannot say I've gotten a bank work. Then one woman, when don't do one thing for house, the man won't come take and face me. Won't spoil my number. So then I was just praying in the spirit, inside within me. The Holy Spirit help me. So the man, as he was complaining, he can't complain, when he can't enter the one where he say, Holy Spirit can't push me to do tafia. See, they always want attention. They want attention. Attention. Now attention will go show up. I say, yes, you have to give them attention. The man look at me. You mean it? I say, yes. He say, but if I pay attention, how do we pay? If I give her attention, how do we pay the bills? I say, sir, just give it to them. Women, don't like attention or not? I say, sir, just give it to them. He say, every time she want to hear sweet things, want me to say, hey, your hair is fine. Your this one, not try her. Not do one first. You will see wahala. Mrs. Ajere go to saloon and come back. And I have not said anything about the hair. You should just be roaming around me. And this should be showing me different things. It's not, it's the hair. I've not seen it. One day she asked me, say, you mean 30 minutes since I came back from salon, you've not seen this hair? I said, it's just 30 minutes. Amen. If you want to understand what I'm saying, forget your wife's birthday 1 year. It will take 10 years to erase that. So give them their flowers. Praise them. Make them feel good. Amen? Yes, we are still in church. Women, don't you want to feel good? Make them feel good. It doesn't take anything from you. Help them to shine. Give them wings to fly. Hallelujah. A man that empowers the woman in his life is helping his own life. Hallelujah. Because you can't carry the load alone. Let me tell you. And that's why the Bible would say, one will chase what? 1,000. Two will what? Chase 10,000. Come and do the maths. This is not the YDX. Come and do the maths. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. Shebe, we have good mathematicians here. Which equation you use? Tell us. One which is 1,000. Meaning that with the empowerment of God through the woman in the life of the man, that is the equation. You are allowing God's help to come into your life so that you can surmount all of the challenges around you. So the woman is not just another person like you. The woman is very, very special. Go back to Genesis 2:18 again. The woman is very, very special. God looked at man after he had done his work. He said, this is good. The work of my hand is good. However, it's not good enough. I need to give him help. Help that will help him, make him to surpass all of the challenges that will come even in the future. That's why a man who is open to his wife, who allows conversations, her opinion sometimes, hardly runs into trouble. However, I know that there are times that when woman don't tell you and you're not here, when trouble comes, you go say, I tell you now, like some women, they set up. When that thing not work, say, hey, you know the year what? They do like say, you man, you know the year what? Siam. Shebi don't happen now. Men, Abi, Shebi de Dwam. However, still allow them share their opinion because it will help you. They are God's help in your life. Go to the next verse. There's something I'm looking for there. So out of the ground, after God said, it is not good for the man, if you remember 18, that it's not good for the man to what? Be alone. I will make what? A helper suitable, comparable to him. a helper that is suitable, that will help him. Go to the next verse again. So he said, out of the ground, God now formed every beast of the kingdom. Imagine, God has identified already that this man that I've made that is good needs help. But then, all the animals was not the next thing God made. Yamayama will pass. So not be everybody when they pass, then before you. Not be everybody when they pass, then before you. Angelina, Agnes, Doris. Not be everybody before you. Let them pass like this. So out of the ground, God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, blah, 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 and gave them to Adam to name them. If Adam had said, this elephant, instead of elephant, let me call him Eve. You don't choose wrongly with that. But he had to name animals according to what they were meant to be. He was not in a rush to help God. Sometimes we want to help God. We want to do past ourselves. No. Let God do his thing. Perfect as he has planned. And then go to the next verse. So Adam, after he has given them name and everything, God what? Caused a deep sleep. I was thinking about this. He said, man, in all of his oversabi, if I don't make him sleep, then I go to say, me and I'm now at the same level. Make him sleep. What is Sabi? So that I can carry out my operation. So God carried out a surgical operation on man. And he took one of his rib and closed it. The guy was sleeping, so he didn't even need to know. After God took that, now do not forget. The Bible says that if you back up a bit, you see that the Bible says that out of the dust, God made what? Man. But when he was going to make woman, he made man to sleep. And so he took from his rib, from his side, and made woman. Women, do you see how special you are? God didn't have to. There's no need to go back to the dust again and go and make you from dust. That's why you are beautifully and wonderfully made. See how refined you are. Eh? See how refined. When they bring out crude from the ground, there are different properties. There are different stages that it passes through. There are different. That's why you see, you get all manner of stuffs. Like, you get gasoline, you get. There are different. Even this fuel that you're seeing, there are different types. They are of different classes. So women happen to be the finality, the final speck of God's creation, the final thing he made to complete and complement man. Now, what is not complete? Now, did he complete? Amen. So next time your husband talks to you, like one of my brother used to talk to his wife, and next time your husband talks to you and tell you, say, I better go, but see your head. Then I say, this head is special. I saw one man one day, they call his wife, say, see, and he call his wife, say, goat head. And the woman, they feel bad. You not get mouth. Goat head. Say, this is God head. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you are wonderfully and fearfully made. So fearfully made that even Adam did not see you being made. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to the next verse. So, when God had finished, he brought her to man. And he brought her to man. Next verse. And Adam said, this is a finished work. The finished version. Have you seen where they make cars? So, manufacturing companies that make cars and stores, they are always fond of making a new version. Okay? Growing up, we used to see our fathers drive 404. How many of us know 404? Yes, 404. 404. Then came 504, 505, and all that. Do they still make cars like that? I think now they have like 60 something. I mean, for Peugeot spec, they hardly have. But let's come to Toyota. The Toyotas that they used to produce, the ones they used to produce like 30 years ago, it's not the ones they produce now. Those days, we'll have, I can't remember some of their names. But now you see that even there's a new spec of, they've replaced Toyota currently, they've replaced Toyota Corolla. Very soon you won't be seeing Toyota Corolla again being produced. It's Toyota Belta now, Belta. I saw it. It's a new replacement for Corolla. So you see, what the company is doing is, as age, as time, okay, let's upgrade, let's update, let's upgrade. So Eve was an upgraded version. That's why she was going to compliment man. Because man alone cannot just give birth. Hey, hello. Man alone, not go feel born. Man alone cannot be happy. You just imagine Adam, he go out, play with elephant. Hey, elephant, what's up? Hey. They know they talk to him back. Pluck fruit, he go chop. He will be so lonely. But imagine with Eve, that's why you see that when your wife comes back from work, even though you've come back from work too, as tired as you are and as tired as she is, she wants to talk. She wants to unbundle. She wants to talk. She wants to give you all the gist that happened all through the day. But if you shut her down, you will hurt her feelings. Let her talk. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Say, let her talk. Tell your neighbor. Say, let her talk. Okay. If a woman is near you, tell the woman, talk. Let them talk. Talking gives them power. It gives them ability to feel relief. They want to talk. They need someone to talk with, share their burdens. Sometimes my wife is giving me gist. I'm tired. I came back. She's giving me gist. And her gist can be very... Me, if I want to tell her my own, how my day went, 5 minutes, I don't tell the whole story. But my wife wants to talk on 1 hour 42 minutes, 10 seconds. The story never finished. So sometimes I don't sleep. You say, you are sleeping. I say, no, I'm not sleeping. I'm meditating. Amen. Because she's so detailed, she'll give you the gist. My wife will give you the gist of how she come out. And so she saw this car and this and that. Although that's not the car she entered. Finally, she said, why you will tell me all those things? Why not just go to the one where you say you enter? She will give you all the details. Even the one you know they're important. But you know, my owner said, I come out, I enter a car, I zoom off. You have finished your story. But woman own, go long. So I'm saying it now so that men, you will know the secret why quarrel they come. So that you can avoid it. Do your eye like this and listen and listen. Stay awake and listen. Once you're able to listen and she can tell her story, she's satisfied. She's happy. Amen. She's happy. You see something nice come out of the kitchen. But don't listen. When you don't listen, if you drink Gary sleep, she be in a hurry as you don't get time to listen. So help her. When you do that, you are helping yourself. Amen. Amen. All right, let's see another scripture. Psalm 139. So the woman is a big plus, a very big plus in the life of a man. A huge support in his life. Okay? So when God says, I will give him a helper suitable for him, this is God giving man help, great help in all of his life. And that's why he said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make for him a helper suitable for him. All right. So that also tells me that God knows what suits me. Why should I kill myself trying to force my flesh to choose or to mislead me? God knows what suits me, what's perfect, what's beautiful for me. All right. Psalm 139, verse 14. Okay, give me that verse 1 then before you come back to 14. There's something I picked there. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. I love this. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. So God knows you inside out. So if God is giving you help, I'd rather choose God's help and be satisfied and live life complete, fulfilled, than trying to let my flesh, like I said just now, lead me. Now go to 14. Look at what he said. He said, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Hallelujah. Amen. Marvelous are your works. Whose works? The works of God's hand. Hallelujah. He said, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
Hallelujah.
You are so special, fearfully and wonderfully made. And God knows that. You are a treasure. So don't let people talk you down. Don't let people talk you down.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes my children come to me and they have asked me one banner of tempting questions. One day, one of them came and said, and they did, because they did something nice in school and I was praising them and, you know, hailing them and praising them. And that one just comes and said, Daddy, me and mommy, what do you like? Eh? I said, don't go there. Oh. Eh? You won't see my load outside. I'm just kidding. But I always tell them it's a no-go area. I can't compare you and your mom. You are precious. You are beautiful. You are loving. She's dancing. I said, but you see, my wife.
Hallelujah.
And she's very special. And that's why she's just for me alone. No one else. Another person married in 10 minutes, he's not going to last. He's going to die. Yes, because she's specially made for me. My spec. You cannot carry the engine of Toyota Islander. Go put up for instance, Mercedes. You don't cause wahala. I see. It will not work, Nabi. There's no way it will work. I sent. Will it work? It's not going to work. Hallelujah. So, that woman is in your life for a reason. God gave you that woman for a reason. And if you are here and you are not married, just thank God also, because this will also help you. When you're going to choose a partner, don't be led by your flesh. Be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because God knows what's best for you. Amen. God knows what's best for you. Someone was asking me yesterday, as I was speaking in a women's program yesterday in Ogun State, and a young guy was asking a question that, he said, how do I know? Because one woman was testifying there that how God, when she was going to get married, she was so devoted and she could hear God, and a medical doctor wanted to marry her. And then she said no, the guy had money. People were coming, influencing her, telling her to say yes and all that. And then she said no, that she went to pray and the Lord said, this is not it and all that. And then the man carried her somewhere, showed her plans. He wants to build a hospital and everything, told her all his plans and everything. That's the kind of thing that babes would jump for and say, hey, see my racket, oh, hey. But she said, it's not the one. The guy begged and lobbied and did everything. She said, it's not the one. She finally, the one that was the right one for her, as she was sharing yesterday, he said, this one not get anything. This one not get anything. Even when they got married, they were managing to squat somewhere till they got their place. She told all the story and everything. And then one guy was asking the question. He said, how did you hear from God? Because people think God does not meddle in the affairs of relationship. He does. He does. He's a God that still speaks to people. Hallelujah. Amen. The way pastor hears from God is different from the way I hear from God. The way I hear from God is different from the way my wife hears from God. Some people sleep and God speaks to them through dreams. Some people read the scriptures and the word jumps at them and they get God's word. It's different. Some people hear audibly. So, but whatever ways you hear from God is a matter of relationship. It's a matter of relationship. Pastor has told us here before how there are two brothers and one sister. And the sister is very close, just like, you know, of course, you know, daughters are closer to their daddy. So when they want to ask the daddy of something, they send the sister. You know, it happens like that in so many homes. We always have that child that you can send to daddy, and you know the daddy will not say no. If another person goes, daddy will say, I'll get it next week. There's no money now. And really, there's no money. But there's the child that we ask, daddy can borrow money, and do it. Amen. Are you kidding me? Elora just started to chop biscuit, and Elora could open mouth and say, daddy, I want biscuit. Ah, even if it's the, even if it means, so he would want to do it, because that's the joy of the father. It's like that. So, based on relationships, certainties can happen. So people can hear differently based on your relationship, your fellowship with God. Yes, it's either audibly, like I said, or through the word, or different media, various means. Amen. So, for those that are still single, try to build a very healthy good relationship with the Lord, because that will help you get, the Bible says we are custodians of divine mysteries. That will help you get into deeper realms where you begin to, you will just know it. You will just know it like the back of your hand that this is not it. You, no matter how it looks, you will know. You will not be misled. Amen. Because some people in your life are time wasters. Time wasters. They just come and they act like they are serious. They want a real relationship. And then you are just there giving them your time, giving them your time. And they're wasting. Brother, propose now. You don't propose. Waka now. You don't waka. You just form shadow for my life. Can't let people think, say, I am in a relationship. You block door. Pass, you don't pass. You just stay there. Like monitoring spirit. Waka make I not say, yeah, free. Amen. And for the sisters, any brother that is not serious, just do away with him and move on. Don't put your life on hold. You come around and say, ah, sister, you're fine. Oh, ah, I'm happy. We are in a relationship. And then you come, you shop Indomie, shop plantain, shop and go. You just, your own, just kill time. A time waster is a life waster. I know someone, a case that we are dealing with right now, they've been in a relationship for 8 years. What are you doing? 8 years. Because when he starts school, he don't finish primary school, don't enter secondary school. 8 years. That's a waste of life. If you're going somewhere, you will know. That's my dad's younger brother, my uncle. Very educated. He's a pastor. Very educated, doctor. For very many years, over a decade, after my dad passed, he would tell me, say, there's something I want to tell. Every time he wants to tell me, there's something I want to tell you. So every time I'll be looking forward to, what is it that this man wants to tell? What is it that one day, I just said, I make up my mind, say, I don't even want to know. Not even tell me again. Because every time I see him, I'm anticipating. Man say he want to tell me, and every time he sees me, he will tell me, say, ah, there's this thing. Today I must tell you this thing that I've seen. I said I want to tell you, and then so you see him. He will now divert. He will not tell me. He will talk many other things. I will leave that to say. Next time we see, I'll tell you that thing. 10 years don't pass. Never. So I just rule out from my mind. So recently, this is after, from 2002 to 2015, 2025. That's about 23 years now, right? So, last week, he was talking to me and we're discussing something about family stuff. And then I said, that's why there's something I wanted to tell you for that. If I told you, you understand why we need to do this like this and not do it like this. I just did like I didn't hear what he said. And I stuck to the plan, what we're doing. Amen. Yes, because some people will just waste your life, waste your time. If you allow somebody to waste your time, they are wasting your life. Because that time you're wasting, they are wasting, they can't give you back. Wait for me for Jota, I'm coming. And then you're waiting. 10 hours don't pass. You kept the person waiting there. Wait for me, I'm coming. The person is there waiting. You are wasting the person's time. Time that the person will use in doing other meaningful things in our life or in his life, the person is waiting for you. And you have nothing meaningful to give. May God help us in Jesus' name. So at the time, I started writing, saving some people's name in my phone. TW, time wasters. And I delete them. Time wasters. I delete them. If you're not going my way, if you have no business with what is meaningful in my life, I delete you off my... I have one sister, Jennifer. She will tell you that I will block you. Block you on social media. Block you on it. She will block you. I'm not going anywhere. Why waste my time? Why waste my time? Amen. Let's see Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14, 1. It's talking about a wise woman. Proverbs 14, 1, please. It says, the wise woman builds her house. But the foolish one pulls it down with her hands. Amen. Some of the things that have caused issues in marriage is because of the door that women open also. So women, be wise. Be wise. Mind the kind of friends you keep. Mind the kind of companion. Somebody will call and say, in my house, you know the day like this, so now lie. Do your own. Let your own. Yes, let it be their business. Do your own. Do your own. Sister Grace, what's your favorite color? Black. Mrs. D, what's your favorite color? Purple. Okay. Toby, what's your favorite color? Red. Dami, what's your favorite color? Eh? Black. Mrs. Sarah is not black. Oh. So one day, my mom doesn't like black. My mom does not like black. So when I met my wife and I was going to take her home, and my wife's favorite color is black. So she wore black on the day of our outing. I can't remember if I've told her before that my mom does not like black. You know that kind of thing. You want to put your best foot forward. I think I mentioned it that mom still doesn't like black. And my wife, it's like she has said in her heart that she will like me, may she like me, she not like me, may she leave now. She wore black on the day I said I'm taking you to go and see mom. And I don't tell you, say this woman don't like black. She wore black. And for me, I said, Holy Spirit, help me. I didn't want to tell her because black looks good. I said, today, we're going to know. We're going to know whether we're going to cross this bridge or not. And then we went home. We have, in our house, we have only one, just, my mom has only one daughter. The rest are boys. My sister, the only sister we have, cannot wear black to see my mom. Their gist will not be, because my mom was saying, why you wear black? Like, you know, she just has phobia for, okay, reason was that she lost too many people around her early. And you know, black, you know, they use it very well for mourning and all that. So she had that phobia. So once she see black, she will first want to ask you that, did somebody die? You know, that kind of thing. So when my sister wears black and she comes to our house, my mom will like, you lost somebody. We'll say, no, why you come wear black now? You know, that kind of thing. So my wife wore black and she came. But as God would have it, you need to see the way mom gave her a warm welcome and everything. I said, I mean, this woman, know they see the black. She was seeing beyond the black. Amen. Yeah. Another thing again that happened, that for me, others will feel it's a magic. It's not magic. It's just the grace and certain things that you can deal with. In all of my mother's children, I'm the closest. Yes, I'm the closest to her. So, she told my wife, she said, this one, now my husband, we are that close. We are that close. So my mom was telling her what I eat and what I don't eat. I don't used to eat, what do you call it? Ice fish. And especially the head. I don't even want to see it. So we now came for holiday one time. When we came, my wife entered the kitchen and blah, 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 prepared, and brought, I made soup and whatever, and brought the soup and brought ice fish, used ice fish to prepare it. And now served it. My mom said, why are you serving that food? He said, my husband. My mom said, he will not eat it. My wife said, mommy, watch. She served it in, I finished, download it in, lick the plate, finish, dice the head. Do not see the bone. My mom said, she called my friend, come look at me and say, what happened to you? I said, love happened to me. Amen. I never knew I could live away from her because we are that close. So every day, we will talk every day on phone. We must talk every day. My mom and I. Now, guess what? Sometimes for 2 weeks, we've not talked. But she will talk with my wife every 2 days. Once they've talked, you say, how is your husband? I say, is they fine? She's the one that will give the report. She's the one that will respond to me. That, it's fine. Are you getting the point? So there's no need for rancor. There's no need for fight. There are things, there are rights that my own sister, the only girl in the house, cannot do. Cannot enter my mom's room, go to my mom's drawer, and take my mom's wrapper and tie. This one, he go do am. He do am self. She would go there, take her and tie. One day, my elder sister came to the house. I just saw my wife tie my mom's dress. Like, So she walked up to my mom and said, So she called her native and said, Olu, she tie your wrapper. My mom said, she's my daughter. Say, and I cannot. So you can imagine that kind of a thing. So one day I called her and said, sis, no need for beef. If you press your buttons well, you know you will get there. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to say that even when you have that kind of bond with your parents, bring your wife into the picture. Let her enjoy, because that's somebody's daughter also. Now my mom takes her as her daughter. So when I hear all manner of rancor between mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, no, it should be daughter-in-love, mother-in-love. It should be a good bond. Because you cannot take, see, when it's like an exchange for me, it's like an exchange. So where the son used to occupy in the mother's heart, the wife begins to occupy that same place. So meeting or talking with the wife is as good as talking with the son already. Amen. And for the men also, we need to also learn to assume the role. There's that place where you must have that fatherly responsibility over your wife. Yes, someone will say fatherly. I say yes. And that's the reason why when the father of the bride holds the bride from the gate and is coming, he hands her over to who? The man, the husband, right? Nobody said they don't have a wedding. Do you know why? For me, the way I see it is, the father is saying, I'm handing the responsibility of fatherhood to you. So he's not only going to be a husband, he's also going to be the immediate father you can talk with, you can converse with, you can relate with. So you have her as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter. There are things my wife would do, and I would just look at it and I would just smile. I would just switch mode. That's the father mode. I was saying, that's what became. That was just leave. I'll just let it slide. Yes. Yes. I will not say it out, you know, because you go first and say, it will be small picking. But I'll just switch mode. Natata, leave her. And I'll forget the matter. As grievous, as big as the matter is, that would have caused problems in some homes, nothing will happen. Because I've switched mode. I know my regular mode, the husband mode. But there's also the time also when even husbands switch to son mode, to children mode. You never see him. I don't see him. This man went to the hospital and wanted to take injection. He went with his wife. Can't see big man, could not take injection, just injection. The wife had to sit on his back before doctor was able to give the man injection. That man don't switch to baby mode. He was the son. Amen. So women play very vital roles in our lives. They are mothers, they are daughters, they are wives, they are sisters. They are sisters. I told my wife once, I say, as beautiful as she is, when we went home, and she saw my sisters. Only she didn't tell me, you have beautiful sisters. For my father's side, my dad had a lot of daughters. And then she saw them, fair, beautiful girls. And all of them, even as fine as them, they shout, say, man, fine wifey, another. Hey, let them relate, let them play. No, say, no. Some people, now you, they take your ass, because they say, no, this one, no. Some you want to use age to scatter something. Say, why are you talking to my wife? Hey, let them play, let her free. Amen. Amen. If your family must grow in a way that glorifies God, you must learn to overlook so many things. Hallelujah. Let's look at, where did we stop? So we said, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one pulls it down with her hand. Next verse. Okay, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I think I'll round up with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Okay, verse 9, sorry. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 9. It says, no, the beginning, 9. Go to 8. Sorry, I think I missed. Okay, for man is not from woman, but woman from man. Next. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. Amen. Amen. Everybody must know their place. Everybody must know their place. That you are a king does not mean that you should throw away your queen. There should be a queen in your life. Amen. Amen. And for women, if you're going to enjoy a loving, peaceful life, be tolerant. Be obedient. Be obedient to, be very obedient. Yes. It's not the time to do a giddy and say, no, no, no. What if I was saying this here the other time. I try to do what God asked me to do. What did God tell the man to do? He said, love your wife. Right? What did God tell the woman to do? Eh? Women are the one talking. Women talk and move here. What did God tell the woman to do? Submit. Now, whether or not, this is me, whether or not she plays a role, I play my role. Hallelujah. Amen. Who told me to love? God. So if I must obey God, I carry out I love. Love, just love, just keep love, love, lavishly love. She's here, she'll tell you. My wife's not the cover person, go disgrace me if I'm not doing it. I'm loving her lavishly. Whether she plays a role or not, it's her business with God. But I play my own. Amen? I don't get kids to answer. My own is to do my own. So that I can stand justified before my maker. Did you do what I said you should do? Yes, sir. I obeyed. Whether or not she does her own, I will do mine. Love her. If you obey this simple rule, you save yourself a whole lot of troubles. Check all the matters that are happening that is taking people to court, police, and all manner of agencies. You say, one day, the next compound to me, we hear their like movie all the time. And it's so loud that it's even abusing their children. He said, and the woman mouth be like razor. Say, useless man. You call the man useless man. So the man won't show you how useless he is. So you begin they will quarrel, fight. One day they didn't let us sleep from 11 p.m. to almost 3 a.m. I know if you better, I went outside, carried block, and broke the louvers. Yes. Because I had seen from outside, the man was on top of the woman, strangling her. I had first gone to their compound, passed the next street, went there to knock at his door before. He refused to open. Say he will fight anybody that's outside. I said, come and meet a man. Take on someone your size. Leave this woman alone. So that day, because he wouldn't stop, I needed to do something that would make, because the woman was choking. She could not even talk. She was saying, useless man. Useless man. Even in that, she decided to curse the man. They kill you. You see, they say useless man. And now in the verse, the man said, shut up. They tell her, shut up. If they press in there, useless man. Useless man. You're not going to die away. You're not going to die away. I said, even in death, this one, see, they curse. May God help us. So in your home, please, I tell people, try to use the right words. Because sometimes you're wondering where challenges are coming from. You've opened your mouth. You've opened the door. You are angry. Because you're angry, you curse. Some curse the children. Say, see, head. Be like waiting, not done. So when he reach school now, they teach, you know, they hear. Now you don't curse them. You're going to find out whether now you resemble now the papa. Now you resemble now you curse him. Speak over them when you are angry. And I've told my wife several times. That's what I practice. when I'm upset, because children must upset you sometimes. We do and too now. The thing I do my mama, I do my mama shege. I ran away from home one time. I was in secondary school. I refused to come back home. I was angry. I refused to come home. Hungry mama me. The day I did come back house, after some months, I just hung out with friends. I refused to come. I say I be guy. I don't be open eye. The day I was coming home, my mom has been looking for me. She's been crying, looking for her son. The day she saw me, she was happy. I was happy. As we hug each other, she was crying. I was crying. As I come, he said, oh, yeah, make her go. As when they go make food for her. I said, what can I go? The next day, I hear her boast for me. He said, if you dare run out of, I want, he said, if you run out of this house, you die away. So we should be mindful. Let's express love. Let's show love. Your children need it. Your husband, your spouse, your wife. Everyone needs it. Amen. There's so much love to give around. There's no need for hate. There's no need for negative vibe in the house. So I broke that glass. And the man got up. I came outside to see who it was. I didn't let him see me though. Not because I was scared. I feel bitter. But I don't want to pay. So that he will be warned. He will be conscious. So he refused to touch the woman again. We stayed outside for a long time. I said, all of us go do wash night here today. He was outside scared. He thought maybe he's a thief or something. But he didn't touch the woman again till daybreak. Until in the morning, I went to their compound, called the landlord. I said, if you don't do something about this, you have dead bodies in your compound. And I took him and I made calls. We reported to, what's it called? Domestic violence agency. So that they take care of the case. And the landlord took it over from there. Nobody needs to die. If it's not working, pack up. Everybody carry your load. Oh, yeah, take a break. Simple. You know the reason why there's break in school? It's so that when your head don't fool, I tell you go for recess or break, you are rejuvenated and the class can continue. You just sometimes need a breather. Eh? Keep the right companion, keep the right relationship. Wanted the report for their father-in-law. I don't know whose father-in-law it was and mother-in-law. They were reporting to their in-laws. And you know, if they cost the parents as they report. Say, you're useless speaking. Now, you're useless speaking, and they give us trouble for this. So that one was reporting and was costing the parent-in-law. Ha! May God help us in Jesus' name. So the women in our lives, they are in our lives for God's blessings. And women also, the men in your lives. Hey, they are very special, though. I hope you know they are very, very special. Do you know why? God put them there. And that's the meaning of that scripture. Woman was made for the man. Because God saw that this man is helpless. I need to help him become a better version of himself. And he planted you there. When God planted you there, he didn't say you come and rule the man. No, follow him. God has given him instruction. God has shown him what to do. A man, that you are the head, the king, or the god of the house, does not mean that you cannot listen to your spouse. When you do, it makes your life better. It helps you. Let's bow our heads. I want us to begin to pray this morning. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God this morning. Lord, thank you because my family gets better. My marriage gets better. If you are still single, you can begin to pray. The people who had great marriages that have heard their testimonies, they started speaking about their marriage. They started praying about their marriage when they were still single. I started praying about who I'm going to marry even when I was still a youth, still single. Many years later, I enjoyed those prayers that I prayed. You can begin to pray for your home. Lord, thank you. Thank you because my home is sweet. Thank you because my marriage is sweet. And if you are single, thank you because my marriage will be sweet. You are giving me the best that you have preserved for me. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise and glory. I give you honor and thanks. Thank you for my life. Thank you for the godly children I'm raising. Thank you because they become so special and valuable in society. They are doing great for your kingdom. Oh, thank you for the wonderful man you've planted in my life. Thank you for the wonderful woman you've planted in my life. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Your glory radiates around us and our home is blessed. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.